Okay, we'll start that back from the top. It's the first track of the night from CK, track entitled So In Love. Fingers crossed I can say hello, CQ. CK.
How are you?
CQ. CK. I'm getting confused. We have a CQ on our DJ staff. I'm getting a little confused. How are you, CK?
I am here trying to keep warm.
Keep
we
warm?
We have a storm coming up.
Oh, dear, dear.
Yes, so I'm here trying to keep warm. How are you?
Well, we're aware that the storm is coming, and by the time it reaches you, it might be a hurricane.
Actually, yeah, it is. It's Hurricane Sandy now.
Yes. So what make you have to keep warm?
Pardon?
What make you have to keep warm?
Look here, it's cold, you know, as much as we are a Caribbean island and all, when a little breeze blow, you know what I mean? Everybody have to snuggle up, who not for draw for blanket, who not for get sweater. So, yeah, I'm a little chilly now.
All right. Well,
but to you warms my heart, so I'm good to go.
Ah, that's really nice. So tell me, were you around to see, have you been on the island before to see a storm, or is this your first experience?
No, it's not. I experienced Hurricane Gilbert.
Okay.
1988, and let me tell you, that was like the worst ever. Came back ceiling sinking, like it took a couple of months before everything was restored back to normal, and yeah. I was only 4 or 5 at the time.
Okay.
And then we had Ivan back in 2004, I think, which was really bad. Like trees were just breaking down right in front of us. The roads were like flooded, like your water was seeping in your car if you went in the car. Like everything never came back to normal until a month after.
Okay.
And that was like a hurricane. That was a level or category 1. It wasn't even as bad as Gilbert.
Right.
So it's not my first storm.
So what kind of precautions you have to take to you know, prepare yourself for it coming?
Well, people have to get their tin foods. People have to get the batteries for their flashlights and the battery operated radios. You have to batten down those people in prone areas for flood.
Yeah.
Have to be either evacuated depending on how bad it is.
Yeah.
People have to go to shelters. We have our disaster preparedness office keeping us aware and advising us on what to do and how bad it is, and you know, updating us on what our moves should be. But everybody's just stuck to their radios, listening, stuck to the TVs, seeing how bad it is and if there are any more further preparations or who's supposed to be evacuated, as I said. So, I mean, it's going to be a category 1, but you still can't underestimate it.
Of course. Well, the whole world, anybody with any links to the Caribbean and Jamaica, I'm sure their thoughts and their prayers are with you. Certainly here at Reggae Space.
We greatly appreciate it.
Yes, man. Certainly here at Reggae Space, we are aware of it coming and we're watching with bated breath and hope the damage is not too severe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you talk about Jamaica, but I do know that you're not born in Jamaica. You're talking like a local and an experienced local, but you're not.
Yeah. I was born in the United States. I moved to Jamaica when I was 3. But my parents are Tanzanian, so big up all my Tanzanians in Africa right now tuning in.
All right.
So I kind of call myself an Afro-Jamaican.
Afro-Jamaican. You're coining new phrases here, man. So that's quite a mix. Is that impact on how you see life and how you make music? Or what do you say?
I think my parents instilled us with the principles and the morals from the experiences that they had in Africa.
Yeah.
So I'd like to say that our roots, and I speak of all me and my brothers, our roots and how we are grounded and how we are guided is by the principles down in Africa. Right. The only culture I know, though, is Jamaican.
Right, okay.
You know, but I am a U.S. citizen. So I'm kind of... I like to say, like, I really wish I was born in Jamaica, but I mean, it's all I know. So I'm basically practically a Jamaican.
Okay. That's great. Well, thank you for the short introduction. Just to make people them know what I go on, Yendis in conversation right now with CQ, and you're in Kingston, Jamaica right now, yes?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Kingston, Jamaica.
We just started playing a tune, So In Love. Anything you can tell me about this one?
Well, though I'm not in love at the moment, there's something about this rhythm that just moves you. It's very mellow, it's very calm, and it just touched me in such a way that it brought me back to days where I was in love and how I felt and love at first sight. So that's why I came up with, you know, So In Love, where you're so, how does this one person know you, win over your heart without even interacting with you, without even touching you, but they've already won you over. Yeah. That's the feeling that it gave me. And so In Love was, just came out.
Well, in come the musical thing called CK. Talk to people. Well, let's just know where the song is.
Tell them so. Tell me how you stole my heart without coming near my body. Feel your lips on my every thought. I can't forget when your eyes were mine. Tell me, baby, have you put a spell on?
Pablo P feeling this one. So In Love, CK. A big tune is one of our DJs here in Cardiff, the UK, in a country called Wales, bigging you up for that track.
Thank you.
And I'm sure, as you mentioned earlier, so you're not in love at the moment. A lot of guys' ears prick up that time, you know. And it just puts me in mind of the writing process, if we can touch on that. Although you're not in love, you can create tunes about love, yes?
Yeah, because there was once a time I was, you know, just because it's not happening now doesn't mean I don't remember, you know, how it felt and, you know, the butterflies and, you know, that good feeling. It brought me back there just so naturally that I didn't have to force and say, okay, I'm going to come up with a love song now. The rhythm just moved me in that way that it made me feel and relive those moments. This is dedicated to anybody who has been in love, who has experienced love at first sight, people who are in love now and are just amazed and taken aback by the feeling of it. And for anybody who's in hopes of finding it, just this is just a reminder to those how it once felt.
Yes. And you're one that believes in love at first sight?
I don't know, Yandis. I really don't know about that. I can't say. There's lust. But I don't know about love. Like, love is something, it takes time to grow. And I just don't feel as if you can just experience that in that one moment. But that's just me. I think, you know, there's something called an attraction. There is lust. There is that. It's a feeling, but I think in order to say I love you and to be in love, we have to spend time with each other and get to know each other before those three words are uttered, I love you.
Yes. Well, I understand that, and a lot of people will do as well. But I'm interested now about how it started with you. You know, you mentioned how you can write songs, you know, it can come to you, and it sometimes, you know, it don't take too much effort. How did things start with you? Can you remember the first song you write?
God, I think the first song I wrote was when I was 13, 14. Okay. And that was clearly way before I even took on this CK venture. But I've always had a passion for it. I'd always have a love for it. A couple years down the road, it when my My youngest brother is a producer, and his passion for music inspired me to take on the whole persona of an artist and, you know, just to explore it. And so my first song was written on one of his rhythms where I was actually trying to pursue as an artist now.
Okay.
And so that was like way back in 2000 and something and another. But you're just playing around. Anybody who is a poet and loves words and is very creative with their words won't have a problem writing it. For me, it kind of took some time because you have to be very eloquent and very creative and illustrative with your words.
Yes.
So it's not just the rhythm to me. I want you to be able to listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know? So along the way, I kind of learned how to express myself creatively.
So it's evolving as time goes
Definitely. That's how I see it. I see CK as an evolutional. She's evolving. She's, I like to say that she's extensions of me, Clara, but she is evolving. There are sides that I didn't know that I had. I didn't want to explore, but through her, I'm able to.
Oh.
So this whole process is an evolution. It's just the beginning, but there's a lot more to come. And just so far, I just have to give thanks to God for everything that he's done for me.
Okay. And you mentioned your brother, and he's making rhythms and producing tunes.
Yes.
Is it a family thing? You know, is there anybody else in the family? Mom and dad, musical as well?
My oldest brother is a big music lover, but no, he doesn't fool around with instruments. I have like cousins who are involved in singing, so she does help me with the whole process. But my whole family, like, we get the rhythm and the love for music from both our parents, because they will sit down here and they will YouTube, you know, all the African or the latest African music, or just music from back in the day that when they were, you know, reliving their whole childhood experience and stuff. So we have a big love for music in this house.
Yes.
But Timothy, which is my youngest brother who produces, and I, we're the only ones who are active.
Okay.
In the whole music industry.
Okay. Well, let's have a little pause from our conversation. Big up to Hilton, who's on the base here out of Cardiff, UK. Big up Queen Easy out of Germany. Truly international flavor to reggae space. This next track I have is Giving Up, featuring Red San.
Yes.
Well, they should know we are the sound killer.
Tell them so. I've been trying so hard to get you in my arms, but now I'm on the verge of giving up, giving up. I want you in my heart, but that is not enough. You're making it so hard, girl. I'm giving up, giving up.
Me say it out to you, girl, 'cause where you got me feeling. When you're next to me, girl, this type of feeling can be wrong. Now tell me, is it me, girl? Am I the only one feeling it so deep, girl? It's hitting me so real, girl. Me tired of this program. When me show up on your door, you tell me that you know time. But still, me keep it simple, hoping one day you will come round. If you see the love me have for you and end up in my arms.
All right, Hilton gives the tune a bang in the shop box. It's a signal on reggae space for the DJ to pull up the tune.
Yeah.
Well, they should know we are the sound killer.
Tell them so. I've been trying so hard to get you in my arms.
Out to you, girl, 'cause where you got me feeling, breathing when you're next to me, girl. This type of feeling can be wrong. Now tell me, is it me, girl? Am I the only one feeling it so deep, girl? It's hitting me so real, girl. Me tired of this.
this program. And when me show up on your door, you tell me that you know time. But still me keep it simple, hoping one day you will come round. If you see the love me have for you and end up in a mire.
Love has no rules, only two is to choose. Lose me or baby lose you, cause I will know if it's true to the day that I choose you. But I'm scared to know now.
I've been trying so hard.
Well, it looks like our Cardiff Massive are really feeling you and your music, Hilton. I just flashed one of your pictures there in the shout box so everybody on the website can see. And Hilton said, wow, she's nice.
Thank you. I really wish I could log on to Reggae Space and do the, you know, video chat and be interactive with everybody out there so they can be familiar with my face and, you know, who CK is. But I'm really having a problem over here. So shout out to anybody who's listening and endorsing nonetheless. Really appreciate it.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm sure we appreciate your presence. And knowing that the technology may fail us due to Mother Nature and the storm that's approaching Jamaica as we speak. But at the moment, everything's cool, and we're grateful for that.
Nice and easy, man.
Yes, yes. So I know there's you have a tune out Outer Street at the moment that's doing very well by the name of True Colors, hitting high spots in charts in various places. What's the latest on the success of that one?
Of True Colors, I just shot a video for it. I see that it's on your website, so yeah. Thanks for all of the support. That's my very first video, but it is. It's different. The reviews have been so humbling. They've been so good. They've been so positive. And I really have to thank God for just the little exposure and anybody who has just been endorsing me and really trying to get my name out there, because people have been receptive towards it. I'm getting, you know, compliments saying that it's better than the original and Cyndi Lauper needs to hear this. And finally that a reggae cover has been done and, you know, CK going places. And it was just having the courage to just put it out there, because the song in itself and the message that I'm trying to bring across with that song, or Cyndi is trying to bring across with that song, is just don't be afraid to be who you are, you know. And it took, in recording that song, I had issues just allowing myself to just be that. At the end of it, the moment that I did True Colors and that hit is what came out. So it's I'm a testimony to the message. The video in itself just shows the different aspects of CK and how she is a dancer. You have an edgy side, you have the elegant side. And then it's still in keeping with the worldwide message that things like depression and hate and insecurity prevent you from being true to you. But you have things like love and faith and self-acceptance that allows you to just be yourself and don't be afraid to let it show. So yes. I'm really still trying to penetrate the markets with this track, but so far the reviews have been so overwhelming.
Yes, yes. Well, it's certainly very popular, as I can see. We put it on the website and it's getting lots of hits and lots of views and lots of people visiting the page with it on, which is a good indication.
I'm seeing like 116 views, and I'm like, whoa.
But you mentioned how you know it links with your own life, in that you know, at times you're prevented from being yourself. What kind of things get in the way?
I mean, you know, life is not an easy road. God never promised that it would be easy, but he did promise that it was going to be worth it in the end. And so it's just the struggles of who you are chasing a dream, because chasing this dream was a big, I had to accept that I wanted to do this. And it was kind of hard because, you know, the music industry is not, it's a very fickle industry. Yeah. Money is not easy, it's readily made. Like, you have to be it and known before you start to really make money from this. So when you go in, you're going to be struggling for a while. And it's like, do you want to put yourself in that situation? But in this, when I'm doing this, it's for the, it's not for money, it's not for fame, it's not for anything else. It's because there's an undeniable feeling inside of me that wants to make music and that needs to make music, and that's the only reason why I'm doing it. So it was just struggling with just me accepting that music is really where my heart lies, despite how I run away from it sometimes. Right. It's what I want to do, you know what I mean? And then just the everyday struggles of, look at the cost of living, look at the economy now, things aren't the way that it used to be like 4 or 5 years ago, and bit by bit people are losing their jobs, and it's just the day-to-day struggles and challenges that everybody faces that I see K go through. And but I'm grateful though that I have this outlet of music and people who endorse and support it, like, you know, my youngest brother who produced a track for me, and Carl Morrison who did True Colors, and War 21 who has embraced me and allowed me to just discover who CK is. I have that outlet to just vent and let go all of my troubles of the world.
Well, I'm sure people will pick up on the passion that is there inside of you that comes across in your music.
I'm hoping in this. I hope.
I do believe that it's mainly for the passion of the music rather than the money, because I do believe you still have a 9-to-5 as such. Is it you're working?
I am working. I have a 9-to-5, so I mean it's kind of like hard to do two jobs, but hey, there are some people who are out there having to do three jobs just to make it by.
Yes, true.
So, I mean, I'm lucky that I can do one that I love and one that I have to.
Right. That's a good way of putting
one
it.
One I got to and one that I can, you know, vent with.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's let off the tune. The track is entitled True Colors. And for Hilton's benefit, who joined us a little after the start, the artist I'm talking to right now is a beautiful young lady by the name of CQ. Got it wrong again. We have a Caribbean queen on the site, you see, and we shortened that to CQ. And I'm getting confused. It's CK. Get it right, Yendis.
Inside.
boy. Oh boy, the shoutbox gone all pretty. Boom, bang. Large up CQ and CK. Big up Hilton and Queen Easy. No surprise that one is doing very well. He got a great voice, and Hilton loves that voice. It sounds so sweet, like, you know, you've been around for a while, and you know, you're established as an artist. But how long now you've been actually producing music and releasing it?
CK has been in existence for a year, a little over a year. Actually, I started in July of last year. Yeah.
Wow. What? Well, it's to me, you know, this talent has been dormant for until a year ago. But it looks, you know, your career is looking very promising. Just judging by the reaction that people are having to your music in this part.
Bishop was able to see, and they tell me what's going on.
Well, as far as I can see, this particular video is getting plenty reviews, and I remember seeing this on a chart somewhere. It's reaching the top 10 somewhere, which is it leads me to the question that I was curious about these charts. You know, everywhere you look, there seems to be another chart. This radio station have a chart, and that somebody have a chart. Is there any particular chart that you as an artist in Jamaica look out for and see what's going on to any particular chart or not? Or just the one that you have got your tune in it?
That's it, you know, because I'm very young, I'm very new, so not a lot of people know who CK is just yet, which is why, you know, the video was put up so people could see who she is. So I don't know if I'm on a chart, to be honest. You know, people would make me aware, you know, if I have, like, the Reggae Karma show, the reggae, that's the one that I'm featured on, and they just let me know. Otherwise, I'm not really sure of any charts out here that CK has been on yet, because right now it's just a matter of getting herself out there, you know, establishing that and getting my feet on the ground. So if I am on a chart, I'm very grateful. If I'm not, it's okay. There's a lot more work to be done. So can't watch them things yet.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you did mention use the word venture, you know, as if it's something that you're building up, and you know, at some point in the future, it may be a dream for you to let go the 9-to-5 and do music full time. Would that be an aim of yours?
Definitely. This is not a hobby for me. Music is not a hobby for me. There, I, as I said, like, there's an undeniable feeling inside that says I have to do it. And if it were for a hobby, I would have probably given up on it when I wasn't being known, when I wasn't recognized and my music wasn't getting out, but I never stopped.
Yeah.
So to be able to have a job, and I learned this from my father, who he's very passionate about the job that he has from a tender age. And I said to him, Daddy, when I grow up, I want to have a job like you, where it's not for the money. It's just because of his love and his passion for what he does.
Yeah.
You know, and I saw that and I admired that. And so that's my aim, to be able to at one point in time work and not look on it as work, but just as something that I love.
Yes.
You know, so it is a venture. It is a venture because, you know, you don't know how this thing is going to turn out. I'm very grateful that the responses have been positive. So it makes me feel as I'm, you know, on the right footing and on the right path. But you just never know what God has in plan for you. So you just have to trust that this is the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
And this is it. So if he says, CK, this is it, and this is all I want you to do, no problem with me.
Okay. And you mentioned that you hook up with Ward 21. I'm guessing, you know, on the island of Jamaica, there will be a variety of different production houses. And but you power up with Ward 21. Any particular reason for that?
Well, the thing is, I knew Conley and Suko and Mark from when I was like 13, 14. And so when I took on this music thing, I went to Conley and Suko with the intent of saying, look, you know, advise me, guide me along the way. And when I played a song for him, Conley goes, little girl, you know, say you can sing? Because he's never heard me sing before. He's heard of me sing, but he's never heard me sing. And that time he said, you know what, I have a rhythm. It's supposed to be five people. I have four people. You can be the fifth person. And when, by the time he mixed the rhythm, he says, look here, I want you to be part of the group.
Wow.
And the thing that I endorse with that, because Conley and Suko, they're honest people. As much as they're my friends, they, when it comes on to this, they don't play. You have big artists now like Tiffa, like Timberley, like D1, who's another young artist out of it, who have emerged and they're now known. And they were housed and their talent was nurtured there. And look at what they're doing now.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So I feel as if I'm blessed to have them under my wing. I mean, me being under their wing, sorry.
Yes.
You know, because they're not into the limelight or hype. It's about making music and allowing you to be free to be who you are.
Wow. Well, it looks like a good partnership. I'm also intrigued about the name Ward 21. Do you understand what that refers to?
Yendis, it's one of those things where if you are around them, you're going to understand exactly why the group is called Ward 21. And then if you see me around them, then you understand why it was just a natural fitting, because they don't do typical stuff. Their music is not typical, their songs are not typical. They always think out of the box.
Yeah.
And they've been like that prior to music, before they were established, before there was War 21, their personalities exhibited that.
Right.
And so now for them to be able to throw that in their music and for it to be received, you know what I mean, the way that it is only natural that they called Ward 21, because it's bare crazy vibes and mad vibes there, you see me?
Right. Well, you touch on the word there, mad vibes, because anybody outside of the island might not be aware of what Ward 21 refers to. You know, it is a physical place, don't?
Yeah, they're thinking it's the asylum, but no, Ward 21 is a very popular group, dancehall group. They created rhythms like the Bada Bada rhythm. I would say they're known. Suko, which is Andre Gray, he has one of the most unique voices in dancehall. And to this day, whenever their songs are played, they have the biggest forward, like it was just released the other day. So they've made their staple. They've made their mark they are a staple in dancehall. And for anybody who does, just Google War 21.
Yep.
Their stuff, and I mean, they even have stuff coming out now. They're still putting out music.
Good.
Still
yeah.
putting out music, just more so of the production side as opposed to the artist.
So just picking up on the partnership there and the freedom for you to develop as an artist. How do you see things developing? You can have a view and a philosophy or a strategy regarding. You know, the music, regarding the image and such. How do you see things at the moment? Where are you headed?
you know, in this, you have to be very smart about this. Like, you can't jump up and say, okay, I want to do music, and you don't have a goal. The thing is, when I started late, I think there's a reason why I started this late, because I think there are certain lessons. When I started off before, I didn't know where I wanted to go. I didn't know who I wanted to sound. I didn't know what I was to look like. I just knew I wanted to sing. Right. And it wasn't enough for me, you know? So I think some time passed by, and there are certain lessons that I think God wanted me to learn, because that would be my guide in this whole thing. And working in allowed me to see how being strategic, being goal-driven, writing down your goals and achieving them one by one helps you to achieve or puts you in a better position, as opposed to trial and error. There's a lot of planning and organizing. So you have to be very strategic and very smart with how you work, right, and who you work with. You understand? You need to work with, I align myself with people who I know will give me that freedom to discover myself, and who will bring it out in me, challenge me like that, and continuously allow me to grow. Yeah. And know, in terms of image, there's a way in which I want to be portrayed, and so it's good that the people who I'm working with understand what the image is and what the vision is, and then they share it, and then they insert their, by the use of their talents as producers, they're able to fit around that. Me and my brothers work hard to ensure that, you know, we produce quality productions. So that video was Africa House production, so we kind of set the star and set the mark, or created the standard for the type of works to come. Yep. But it's just being very strategic.
Yep.
You know, it's just being very strategic and knowing who to work with and what opportunities to take and when to wait, just when to hold on and be patient, and when to go aggressive and hard. And right now, it's just like, it's time that people see and understand and know who CK is.
Right. And you obviously make some decisions about the content and your actual material. You know, there's a whole host of artists, female artists in Jamaica and around the world, and some of them, you know, choose a part that is a little more raunchy, if you can use that word, or explicit. But others, you know, they keep it clean, but keep it fun. What are you trying to achieve with your sound?
With my sound, you see, I like to describe CK as, she's smooth but rough, she's soft but edgy. You know, so there, I will have songs singing about me being so in love and the lightness and just the simplicity of that. And then I would go into a song called Heartbreaker that speaks of the guys who like to go around breaking girls' hearts, but know that you're untouchable too, because we are the heart takers. We can take your heart. Then you take it back to Rescue Me, where I'm talking about being very vulnerable and being heartbroken, and I just need somebody to come and save me from this pain. And then I go to Party Up In Here, where it's just like, yo, everybody just having fun, you know.
Yeah.
It I do keep it, I don't like to say it, I won't be as explicit. I think it's, you're still playing on the edge, a fine line between being safe and being raunchy.
Yeah.
I think I'm somewhere in between, because I don't like to be too dirty, but at the same time, I don't like to be too clean,
right,
I would say. So, I mean, it's such, I won't say that I'm one person, or I mean, I won't say that my sound is just one thing and I'm only on the safe side, or she plays with the raunchy side or whatever. It's just a mixture.
Okay. Well, you mentioned one and two tracks there I have lined up. The first one I have is Heartbreaker. Let's listen to that.
So you're the heartbreaker who wanna make him cry. See, you got your swag on, you looking kinda fly. But baby, listen here, you ain't the only player in this game. Sweet and sexy, but I'm deadly, yeah, I'm CK. I play the heart taker, and
I'll pull that one back up and send it out to all those guys who feel so them are heartbreakers out there. This is the answer from CK. Large up all the Facebook listeners, all the handheld listeners. Yeah, this alongside CK live on Reggae Space.
You gon' try
before I break you. That's right, I'm talking to you, Mr. Heartbreaker. Heartbreaker, they call you Mr. Heartbreaker. Heartbreaker, but I'm the heartbreaker. Break you. So you say, falling in love, that's I know your team. You say, God never met the heart with so much hurting. Well, tell me then, why you have our tears, they're running. Lift her with the cane from all the moaning and phoning. Well, I got a delivery for you. Come again and me, tell me what you're up to. Now you got the heart, take a phone and phone you. Cause what you're dishing out, you are gonna eat too. Mr. Heartbreaker, heartbreaker, they call you Mr. Heartbreaker, heartbreaker, but I'm the heartbreaker. Think you need a seal, but boy, I break you. That's right, I'm talking to you, Mr. Heartbreaker, heartbreaker, they call you Mr. Heartbreaker, heartbreaker, but I'm the heartbreaker. Think you need a seal, but boy, I break you.
Yes, I'm sure there's a lot of young people across the world, but especially in Jamaica, that's feeling them kind of tunes. Is that a particular targeted to the young people?
I make music for, here's the thing, I make timeless music. And I make, my aim is to make music that lasts forever, that has a positive message, that is uplifting, that is fun, that you can relate to. So the thing about it is, I will sometimes relate back to adolescence, the adolescence period, and try and channel the different challenges I faced during that time, you know, and make songs like that, and then I'll bring it back to my time, things that I can relate to as being an adult, yeah. You know. So it's really targeting anybody who loves good music, music with a positive vibe, music that encouraging and uplifting, yeah. Music that's fun.
Yeah, yeah, and you're relatively new to the industry, releasing tunes and such. It can't be too long ago when you first heard music that you made out being played on the air. How did that feel?
I was at work when I heard True Colors play. I was at work and I had the biggest smile on my face. Biggest smile on my face, and I was like, it's happening. And then bit by bit, I heard DJs pulling it to the playing it straight to the end, and hyping it up and vibing it up to the point where people are like, you know, who's that girl, and they like the song and stuff. Or it amazes me now, you know. I'm still humbled by it, and I it still brings a big smile to my face when somebody either sings my song or tweets that they love the song, or, you know, you're going places and stuff. So I'm still in the whole shock.
Right.
You know, the shock mode of, okay, it's really happening. Okay, it's really, like, really, really happening.
Yes, yes.
But, like, this particular track, I'm excited to hear and hear the reviews of Is Party Up In Here, which is my new single just released. And it was produced by my brother, Timothy Quick Keys Kawa, and it's a family moment. It's my first production by him. It's his first production as Quick Keys, putting it out there. So I mean, it's a family affair, and I really would love if the responses and the reviews and the comments, the reception was just as positive as it was for True Colors and for all the other CK tracks.
Well, it's very likely to be so. So you can rest assured, in my view, that will be.
Oh, the... You have it on the lock for me, Andy.
Yes, ma'am, we have that one next. But first, I just want to mention, because I know so that you spend time dancing. You're a dancer as well as a singer?
Yes, I am a dancer. I've been dancing since I was 6. I've been dancing. I'm classically trained in ballet, and I went up to grade 8 at age 14. So after that, I pursued more modern contemporary, and you'll see a little piece of that in the video, True Colors video. But that company, Movement Dance Company of Jamaica, taught me how to be a performer. And that's really what I want people to see when they see CK. She's a performer. She's not just a singer, and she's not just an attractive person, but she is a performer. And yeah, that's where I want people to just lose themselves with me, because that's where I was taught to transform into different characters and, you know, explore the different extensions of me by playing certain characters through dance. So I just implemented those strategies and that technique into singing. And so whereas I'm kind of more seasoned in the whole dancing and, you know, transforming in dance, I am exploring that and evolving in that through music.
Right, right. So there's some benefits that you bring with you from the dance art form into your singing.
Yeah, man, if the music can't move me a certain way, then it's rough. If I'm not dancing to it, then I know, okay, this is going to be a rough one. What I mean? So I always have to have that element in because I can't leave that part of me. Just like how the singing is very crucial, clearly, to the music industry, for CK to be who she is, the dancing element has to always be there.
Right. So you're incorporating some of those skills and those experiences in the video. And I'm wondering about your performance, your live performance. How them go?
They are, well, I haven't gotten a chance just yet to go full on.
Right. Well,
because, you know, as a young artist, you know, you don't have many platforms.
Yeah.
Or experiences or opportunities to really showcase, you know, the full package.
Yeah.
But what I can say is, and I don't want to oversell it, but I'm trying to bring performance or do performance like how I was won over by, I grew up watching Janet Jackson.
Right.
Beyonce, Usher, Michael Jackson, and these people just completely lost themselves in music and on their performance. And every time I envision myself doing a live show, that's how I envision myself being.
Right.
So I would tell people to get ready and gear up for a setting like that, where it's not just Clara singing by the mic, it's trying to get you involved and trying to bring you on my journey and pulling you along with me and giving you dance moves, intricate dance moves, not just the simple stuff, just really putting on a performance the way these big international stars do, because wow, that's where I want to be at some point in time.
Wow, I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm
looking forward to showing you.
And you use an interesting word there about, you said visualize, and that is a key to me, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to talk about that, but I would say, you know, the human brain doesn't really know the difference between a dream and reality. And if you visualize enough, then you trick your body and your brain into believing you've done this so many times, it's easy.
Yeah. Well, a dream only stops with that, just a dream. If you don't work at it, if you can't see yourself. I know they always say, perceive, believe, achieve.
Right.
Once you see it, once you believe in that vision, then you go for it. That's the difference between my dream and the reality. And for so long, I've been dreaming of this moment like this, where I'll be talking to you and to other people about my music and who I am, that no, I'm actually achieving it. Having gone after it and not given up, I'm able to achieve this dream. So, as I said, I just encourage anybody who has a dream. It's in spite of what it is. It doesn't have to be music. It's just anything that you're passionate about. Once you perceive it and you visualize it and you believe in it, go after it. Because nothing but you will stop this dream from coming alive.
Yeah.
Nobody can stop you from achieving what is for you. If God destined for it to be for you, then it is for you. The only person that hinders this is you.
Yeah.
You have to go after it and believe in it.
Yes. Very often our major biggest obstacle is ourselves.
Yes. The mind is a powerful thing. It really, really is a powerful thing. And if you don't have enough faith in God and have enough understanding of his purpose for you and your destiny, then you will always be stuck. But if there is something that you're very passionate about and you feel as if you need to go after it, don't be afraid to do it.
Right,
trust
right.
This is what is for you, and as you go along the way, because I didn't know how I was going to end up doing get my music out there. I didn't know who was going to receive it. I didn't know if it was going to be received. I just didn't know. All I know is that, Clara, you have to make the music and put it out there.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Your responsibility is to do good quality music that represents Jamaica in a positive light, that represents Tanzania and Africa in a positive light, my people in a positive light, and then just that's it. Leave it to God. Leave it to God. Just keep working hard, but just leave it to God.
Yeah. See, I'm trying to rack my brains to think of any other artists, male or female, but mainly female, who combines dance with their performance in a structured and a deliberate and an elaborate way.
I haven't seen it. Let me put it like this. artists are doing it and the vision that they have for their performances differ from mine. So I still will be unique in the way in which I present myself. Not that whatever I have in plan will be so grand different. It's just the way in which I do it will be different from what is out there. You understand? Yeah. So I'm really, really excited about demonstrating it and my plans for like Party Up In Here, as I said, my new single and the video that will be shot for that will give you a touch of what I'm trying to bring to the table.
Right.
You know
right.
So I guess when you pick up the vibe from that and it moves you enough, you will be moving and vibing with me once it all comes to light and I put my visions to picture.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to run that track now, let people hear that. And I'm going to big up Linford Nugent, who just touched down out of Connecticut. Big up DJ Slick. Yes, Jamaica is in the house. This track, you want to watch out for this brand new track.
Please watch out for it, guys.
CK, produced in a family arrangement with her brother, operating as Quick Keys. Yes, just listen.
Let's go.
7 days of the week. From a party, you know we have reached red. But I'm so great on my feet. Well, she got the sex appeal. Hot girl, let me day out the studio. Feel like we get wild. Brought me out to let no take time. Panda bar me a brace. Me a wine up my waist. What's up? Party time. Cause there's a party up in here. Pull it up, DJ. Cup a drink and grab a shot.
I want to take that one back and run it again. Large up yourself, CQ, the whole family. Quick Keys, big up yourself. Big welcome, Lady Coops. Reggae Space Night Nurse.
Let's go.
7 days of the week. From a party, you know we have reached red. But I'm so great on my feet. Well, she got the sex appeal. Hot girl, let me day out the studio. Feel like we get wild. Brought me out to let no take time. Panda bar me a brace. Me a wine up my waist. What's up? Party time. Cause there's a party up in here. Pull it up, DJ. Cup a drink and grab a shot. Make the party till the morning. Cause there's a party up in here. Pull it up, DJ. Cup a drink and grab a shot. Make the party till the morning.
You know, CK, I bet you're really excited and looking forward to, you know, combining the dance with the music. Are you?
I am so excited. Every time I hear it, I'm like, I can't wait to do it. I can't wait to do the shoot the video. I can't wait for people to see. Because True Colors gives you an insight and different sides of me. But at least as I go along, I can expound on each side. So with True Colors, I gave you a snippet as a dancer, but you don't get the full effect yet. You know what I mean? With I gave you an elegant side, and I haven't done I will be able to explore just the whole elegant look throughout a video and just giving you really exploring these other sides of me. But for this particular one, I'm very excited about it because that's my zone. When I get to dance and dance, that's my zone.
Yeah man. I'm gonna start it back again because I'm feeling this one, and DJ Slick out of Jamaica feeling it same way.
7 days of the week from a party, you know we have reached red, but I'm so great on my feet. Well, she got the sex appeal. Hot girl, let me day out the studio. Feel like we get wild. Brought me out to let no take time. Panda bar me a brace. Me a wine up my waist. What's up? Party time. Cause there's a party up in here. Pull it up, DJ. Cup a drink and grab a shot. Make the party till the morning. Cause there's a party up in here. Pull it up, DJ. Cup a drink and grab a shot. Make the party till the morning.
Yes, large up yourself, DJ Slick, and all those in the studio right now. Galanized there, Richie Law, Marky Melody, big up Jamaica.
Not you, man, nice and video. This vibe is crazy.
TK, I know you don't want to give away too much before the event, but what kind of plans do you have for the video? You're going to recruit other dancers to come back at you? How we go?
I'm going to tell you, Yendis, you're just going to have to wait and see. I don't want to, I mean, it's building that anticipation and that excitement, you know, what is she going to come with? But put it like this, it won't be overdone. I like to do things naturally and organically. So, I mean, whatever comes. I'm looking for that natural party vibe and things that happen at a party. And if there are a few surprises, there are a few surprises. But you just have to stay tuned and see what CK has in her pocket.
All right. And people will get to know about this when it happens via your Twitter. You're a Twitter person. You have a family down there, isn't it?
Yes, I am a Twitter person. I'd like if everybody in UK, anybody who is listening, tell your friend, tell your mother, tell your auntie, tell your cousin, follow CK_MUZIC at Twitter. So it's at CK_MUZIC on Twitter. And if you're on Facebook, you can Google, I mean, you can just look up CK or the URL www.facebook.com/officialCK page. And then if you need to watch some YouTube channels and, you know, you need to see more of CK, you can just go on YouTube, look for CKMUZICJA. That's my page. And you can subscribe and see all of the songs, all of the features, all of the latest features that I have out there. And you can check out the official video. If you haven't caught it on Reggae Space, you can just YouTube it, CK True Colors official video.
Yes. Well, that one video is getting the maddest amount of hits here at so Reggae.
I really am so grateful.
But we've collected together all your links, and we've made it convenient for all those on the website right now. The Facebook fan page. We even got your SoundCloud link.
You got
your Facebook profile as well as your Twitter and
everything.
Yes, the YouTube as well. So all those are on the website right now. Just hit the links and make the link. And you welcome people to friend you up and such.
Definitely. I embrace it. I welcome it. I can't wait to talk to you, hear what's going on. You talk to me, I talk to you. We become friends and just make some good music together.
Yes. What do you mentioned a word before about strategy and how important it is. Have you got one in relation to, you know, your publicity and getting the music out? Or are you just, you know, doing it organically, you know, as and when they finish, you let them out? Is there a plan for an LP in the near future, or is it in a longer term or medium term? How it go in terms of the strategy for getting your music out and getting your name out and such?
Well, right now I'm doing a lot of promotion of the video. I have a PR person in Jamaica who is helping me out. Big up Kevin Jackson. I have somebody out in Kenya, Danny. Big up yourself. Danny has really been working hard and tweeting the video to everybody and anybody who appreciates, you know, I guess will appreciate the song. And but it is an EP or an LP is later down. Like, that's not my focus right now. I want to become a household name. So to do that, I just have to keep making a lot more music until it's known. And then once you have a big enough following, when you do an EP, then you're guaranteed more sales, I would think. Like, yeah. Right now, it's just too soon for me to put out something in expectation that many people are going to purchase it or even look for it without them knowing who it really is. So my focus is to just do a lot more promotion of CK, and that will be a lot more videos, a lot more singles, and I'll be hollering at you to endorse any CK track. I'll be here, Yendis. This is a new one.
Yeah, well, I look forward to that. That's part of our job here at Reggae Space and me as a DJ to promote these up-and-coming artists, and particularly those who have a positive message to bring.
Definitely, because sometimes we as young artists get, you know, kind of overlooked. Because, you know, everybody is looking to work with the bigger names, but the bigger names was once a nobody. So don't forget the underdogs. Don't forget the people who are coming up in the game, because they are supposed to be the future. And they will be the future big names of whatever genre it is that they're currently in. So, I mean, keep supporting and endorsing them, because in order for people to know about them and for them to be the next big thing, they need to be endorsed. So I like to give shout outs to any DJ, any radio station that shows a lot of love to young talent.
Yes,
well, endorses it to the fullest and really, really gives it, shows us a lot of love. I think I can speak on behalf of all of us to say that we're really great. They appreciate it.
Yes. Well, I'm very glad that you've spent time with us here today. I'm very glad that Reggae Space has become associated with CQ in the early part of your
opportunity.
Yes, yes, because I see that, you know, you're on the rise and your arc is still very steep, and you know, we make the link earlier in the career, and hopefully we can pursue it and observe your success in time to come.
Yes.
We got Hilton saying that you got his vote in any competition in any way that you know.
Thank you so much.
Large up Linford, Connecticut is listening right now. Big up Lady Coops, who's in Luton, very near London. She's looking for your Facebook link, and I give her that. You know, it's all about making the link and making a mental note of CK, I'm going to do it myself and stop saying CQ when I mean CK. But yes, Massive, all those listening, all those on the site, you know, hit the links and make the link and support the artist, because as you can hear, the music sounds nice, and she looks very nice as well.
Thank you so much.
It's much well deserved. But so early in your career, would you be able to identify any particular highlights at this stage?
I think doing my first video was a big, I've always dreamed of the moment where I do my first video and how it's going to be. But honestly, I don't know if I'd like to say God was on that set, because that was the smoothest video shoot I've ever done in my life.
Right.
You know, it was on time. The video director, the production company, big up 13 Tribe Productions, they really were efficient and very good. They're very good at what they do, and it was like family, because I knew them from when I was like younger. But it was just so natural. So that was a highlight for me. And also the fact that the most memorable thing on that day was not necessarily that I was doing my thing, but the smile on my brother's face, the smile on my cousin's face, where they were sharing this moment with me, and they were even more proud of this moment than even me, and that's what brought me joy. It wasn't about me, it was like it was really a family affair. So I'm grateful that everybody on that set were meant to be there, and they shared in that moment with me.
Well, all I can say, you know, you seem to it seemed like it's a natural thing, and I'm thinking
it feeling that way, you know. So I just have to give thanks to God, because I mean, if it was forced, then that means that it wasn't meant for me, and I'm just learning more and more to just go like this. Clara, just let God take the reign. Tim, you just do what you're supposed to do, and He will deal with the rest. And it's amazing, and even opportunities like this, I didn't think that it would be possible. I didn't know how, I didn't know when, as I said to you in this, but God has a mysterious way of working, and you just have to give thanks and praises to Him along. I have to give thanks and praises to Him along the way, because without Him, this would not be possible. This talent is not of me. That's how I see it. This talent is not of me, but of God. If He did not want me to have these skills, then He would not have bestowed them upon me. Right. You know what I mean? Like, there are many people who want to sing. There are many people who want to dance, and they can't. And then there's some people who have it and then don't want to utilize it. So I'm grateful that the two are in sync with me. I want to make use of it, and it was given to me. And I just want to show the world and just share this moment with the world. As I say, it's not about me, but just getting this feeling out and this need to make music for everybody.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I'm so glad that you've made that decision to do that, and so glad you agreed to speak with us tonight. I want to give you the opportunity to big up and mention all who you feel need to be mentioned. I got one more track I want to let off first, and come back with a final question after that. So this next track is Rescue Me. Okay.
Yes.
Anything you want to say about that one?
Rescue Me, you know, Carl Morrison is the same person who produced the True Colors track, and he had the rhythm, and he just says, he comes up with the chorus. And I say, you're asking me to go somewhere I don't want to go with this song. You know what I mean? You're asking me to be very vulnerable when I don't want to be vulnerable. But I think it was just time to deal with any wounds in the battle of love. That's what I want to say. Any heartaches, and just deal with it and face with it and face the fact that what you need right now at that particular moment was to be rescued from all of this pain. So shout out to Carl Morrison for helping me create my first vulnerable, like, real true track. Oh, you know, from life experience. And I'm hoping you guys like it there in UK. It's called Rescue Me.
No choice, the boss lady here gives it a bang. We have to pull it up again. And I can understand now that, you know, people can hear the tune, that you might have been a bit reticent about portraying a vulnerable side. But as you say, it's something that you need to do. You know, you need to show that side. You need to...
Yannis, I describe it, I have to be true with my music. Whether it's a party song and whether it's a very vulnerable song, I have to be true, because if I can't sell it, and if I'm not feeling it, and if I don't believe in it, then there's no way I can convince people, you know, of what I'm singing. So my music is very real. It's true. It's my truth. It's the truth that I know of, and I just can't be anything less than that. I can't speak of things that I don't know or haven't seen my friends, or I haven't seen or haven't gone through myself. And so Rescue Me was just, it was very hard to do at first. And my cousin Raina helped me create it, and she was able to just capture the essence of the song and the feeling, and just and help me write it. So, I mean, it was a very vulnerable song, and I'm glad that people are able to identify with it. I think it's one of those tracks that are easy to identify. Whether you want to be true or not to yourself, you need somebody to just rescue you from the pain. Whether or not you want to deal with it or face it, sometimes all you need is love, and you just have to say it. You just have to throw it out to the universe. So this is just one of those moments.
Large up DJ Slick, all the massive in the studio. We got Hilton, Large Up Queen Easy.
Your name. God come save, won't you rescue me?
Boy, I really believe a lot of people are going to feel that.
I'm calling,
particularly females, because, you know, as you're a female yourself, you know, they're going to, I think there's going to be a space in their heart for this tune.
I really hope so. That's how I make, you know, that's how I make this music. It's for anybody to identify with, you know what I mean? I don't speak of the luxuries and the big old fine things. It's just the simple moments, you know, yeah. Things like these, yeah. Where people are either falling so in love or they feel like giving up because of, you know, for whatever reason, that's the Red Sun and CK feature, or just moments like these where you've been hurt by love so bad that you don't want to go back to it. But at the same time, you need somebody to just rescue you. And the only thing that a person can rescue you from that is somebody who you love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's these dilemmas and the matters of the heart that anybody can relate. And I'm glad that I'm able to minister and be the voice of people like this.
Right. So how would you describe, what would success for you look like? You know, looking down the road, you know, what would need to happen for you to say, yes, I've made it?
You know, in this, I'm kind of like a hard one to please, you know, because I have like moving targets.
Okay.
You know, when I to be able to be on international charts, I think the moment that I actually get a gig where people are requesting me abroad and I start to do shows internationally, and my name is known internationally, and I have a stadium full or a room full of people where they're singing CK songs, that's when I know that it's real. Right now, it's kind of surreal to me because it's slowly happening. Yeah. But the moment I hit stage and people are able to sing word for word, not cover songs, but my songs,
that's
when I know that I've arrived. And then another moment would be, in that same moment, it's when I'm on stage in my element and people are just embracing it. That's for me. Well, I don't know when that's going to be. I'm hoping it's sometime next year, you know, hoping it could be the end of this year. I'm hoping it's soon in the future. But the moment I can be on stage and I just let go in this and not care about, you know, anything, but I just allow to myself to just be in that moment and embrace all the love and the energy from the crowd.
Yes.
It's when I know that art, it's true, it's real, you know. So that's my marker for now.
Because
for 2012, that's my marker.
Because I read somewhere that, you know, the music transforms you from Clara into CK, and when you're in CK, you're totally immersed in the music, in the vibe, and you hope that people listening and then people in the audience join you.
Yes, that's very important to me because, as I said, like, I grew up dancing with movements, and they teach you how to project. They teach you how to perform. They teach you how to forget being you and be the character who you're supposed to be portraying. And when you're doing that with music, it's a case where you need to have people at the edge on their seats feeling like they're in that moment with you. So I want to do that with my music. It's not just about singing and sounding pretty. I need to be singing the melody of your heart. I need to be singing the melody of your body, you know, when we partied. You know, I need to be... to be able to identify with you. In order to do that, I need to lose myself and I need you to lose yourself with me. I need to engage you, you know. So that is my aim. It's not just a show, it's a performance and it's a journey. That's what I want each of my shows to be, a journey.
Well, I certainly look forward to the future for you, CK. I do believe...
Seeing you in the future.
You say what?
I am hoping to be seeing you in the future.
Yes, me too. That would be very nice. I'm very glad that you spent time with us here tonight. Judging by the reaction we're getting in the shout box, there's a positive response. And we got a lot of people here who are going to start looking you up on Facebook and Twitter and such.
I'm seeing Queen Easy.
Yes.
And... Let me look, because I mean I'm seeing a lot more likes and a lot more followers, and I just have to say thank you to everybody who is tuned in and endorsing it and, you know, really enjoying what they're hearing so far. You're making my dreams come true. I don't think you could love me any more than I love you. And I know we just met. That's how I decided. I don't think it can, because you're allowing me to live my dream. The moment you say yes and big up Clara, big up CK, that means that's another push towards my goal and my destiny as an artist. So big up Lady Coops, big up Queen Easy, big up all of the whole UK Massive who are now friends with me on Facebook, my page. I'm seeing a lot more likes and I'm seeing a lot more endorsements. Thank you so much, guys.
Well, it's great when the plan comes together. It's working. That's really good. I'm sure there's a whole host of people that, and maybe some in particular that you would like to mention or to big up before you leave.
Yeah, I have to, as I say, I have to continue also giving praises to God, because this is not of me, this is of Him. I have to give thanks to my brothers, Patrick Cowan and Timothy Cowan, for helping me live my dream. Timothy, as a producer, helping me to be myself, you know what I mean, and be myself through music. My older brother Patrick, for just supporting and being our backbone. To my friends here in Jamaica who have been my support system, you know, to keep on encouraging me, thank you so much. To all the DJs worldwide who are saying CK right now, thank you so much. I don't know how, I don't know why, I'm just telling you thank you, because I didn't know how my music would have gotten to you. And to like you, Yendis, and the whole UK Massive, I hope to see you somewhere near in the future. So keep blazing that CK and bring me out there.
Yes, we will do our bit, and as long as you keep doing your bit,
I can't stop. Even if I want to end this, something is just going to like knock down my door and say, what are you doing? Get up.
Right.
So I've thought about it before, and it's like, I can't. And that's when I know, all right, this probably feels like destiny, but let me, you know, play it out and see if it really is.
Well, I wish you all the best in the future for your career. I can see sparkle and stars and
that, you know, yeah, this don't bother come make my head swell up, you know. Hope you're not just trying to make me feel good.
big up to Selector Dubfire, just touched down. Sadly, missed most of the tunes we've been playing from CQ, but as we have said, there's plenty links in the shout bouts for you to hook her up on Facebook and on YouTube and Twitter and such, so don't worry about that. Yes, and one more time, thank you for being with us here today, and you have a good day, and I hope you survive the storm unscathed.
Yes, in your prayers, please.
Yes. Our prayers and our thoughts will be with you, as I say, we're looking forward to a sparkling career from you in the future.